with Kristen Bry and then Mr. Greg Bach just jamming out, ready for the Run the Jewels concert.
Look at Run the Jewels and Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, it's a combo.
Yeah.
Those and, feel like very different audiences to me. Am I wrong?
Oh, no. I mean, I saw Run the Jewels open for Lord.
Wow. She's still performing? And that's, I feel like she had that one hit song and then we never saw her again.
Ooh.
No, and that's, I don't mean that as a dig. I mean, very much so. Like, I feel like she, I still see her around, but I couldn't name another Lord song. Besides
yeah,
that
I went to that show and when the lights went out and I heard the screaming of like all these 15-year-old girls, I'm like, I am at a sleepover. I was not invited to. It was very weird. I left. I was like, we're going. We're leaving right now.
Like, this is not my scene.
Yeah.
At all. Speaking of your scene, your comedy scene.
Yeah.
Tell us a little more about the Laughing Tap. It is a independently owned comedy club. In Milwaukee.
It is. Located in lovely Walker's Point. We've been open since January of 2020. Took a slight break for something I don't know about. But we reopened back in July. We've been open ever since, and we've been hosting shows every single weekend, including shows on Thursdays and some shows on Sundays as well. Doing open mic on Wednesdays. So if you, the listening public, want to try your hand at comedy,
if you think
Wednesdays,
you're funny and you've always said I could do that, here's your chance.
I'm funnier than that guy.
It's usually funnier than that girl. She's not even funny.
Women are even funny. I had to have been in a hole, because when I heard somebody say the idea of like, well, there are people out there who just don't think women are funny. Like, wait, what are you talking about? And, you know, there's just something that's always been around. I'm like, wait, how come no one told me about this stupid idea? But
you've always thought women are funny.
Well, of course. Yeah. Cause they are, they always have been funny, period. I mean, that's not even like, I'm not even gonna pat myself on the back for having an original thought there. But yeah, I mean, we are open. If you want to go to laughingtap.com for more information, or milwaukeecomedy.com for all of our shows. We got tons of stuff to offer.
You also are part of the founding team of one of the longest, oldest comedy festivals, right? Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of the longest running comedy festivals in the country. In fact, I think maybe one of the longest running in the world now. We are celebrating our 17th anniversary in October.
That's a teenager. Almost an adult.
Get out of my house. Get a job. Do something.
But the Milwaukee Comedy Fest.
Pay your fair share.
When is that?
That's going to be the Milwaukee Comedy Festival. That's going to start on October the 2nd. That's a Sunday. It's going to go until October the 9th, which is also a Sunday. So one full week of shows. Kristen has been to the Milwaukee Comedy Festival and can tell you it is a dang good time.
It is a blast. Yeah. So this is probably a bigger topic than we have time for, but how much do you see through, because we obviously hear it's a radio show, the videos I do is political comedy, but who do you see come through that does political comedy on stage successfully? And how, especially because it's stuff that can be more topical, but like, who comes through that you feel like really nails political comedy, especially doing it in a place like Wisconsin, Milwaukee, maybe not as much, but where you don't know who your audience is going to be. And so being too partisan or too one-sided, you can lose your audience quickly.
I mean, I think one of the more political comics that we had come through would be Hari Kondabolu would be one. I think that, you know, his unique style is very much like, it's very based in personal, especially now that he's talking about being a father, but definitely still brings very, I mean, listening to that Charlie Hill clip, it's, I mean, for night from the late 70s, that's a very in your face stand-up bit, like,
yeah,
and
for national television, like not a comedy club,
yeah,
like national television.
And Hari has got a very, very specific style, which is very political, but it's also very connective. You know, he's not trying to make anyone feel bad. You got to have an open mind when you're listening to him, because he's talking about things that deal with his life, his struggles, the things he's gone through as a citizen of this country, living in this world. And so I would say, like, at the top of my head, I mean, we work with Liz Winstead, who's a co-creator of the Daily Show, mm-hmm. and very, very, very political.
Yeah.
But like, as far as people at the club, Yeah, but as far as people performing at the club itself, I would say Hari is probably that. Yeah.
And do you think the reason it works is because it is tied to his personal experience versus just punchlines about politicians?
I think it works well because he's just a fantastic writer, and he's just able to. I mean, he definitely like adds that personal touch to it, but I think him as a writer too, he's just a fantastic writer, and the way he presents the material is almost like, you know, it is like, I mean, all comedy is a monologue essentially, but like his feels like you're watching a show, like almost like a one man show sometimes, but it's just full of all the jokes.
Do you ever dabble in politics in your stand-up, or is it still pretty personal?
Honestly, it's still pretty personal. Like, I've tried doing it here and there, but I've found that a lot of times, like, I've never been able to find that good balance. I tend to just get angry.
You're like, this isn't funny anymore. This is just me. Yeah.
I'm just yelling at these people
throwing
now.
Throwing the stool into the audience.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Getting arrested for a battery.
You know, honestly, I was thinking about that. And it's like, I don't, for me, I just like to stand on stage and talk about the things I like to talk about to make them laugh. And then if you are allowed the ability to have more presence, to be more known, it's what you do with that presence that is what, so like, you know, is what's important to me. So
yeah, that makes sense. Well, where, you said laughingtap.com.
Laughingtap.com for the club itself. Then you can go to milwaukeecomedy.com to see when we're doing remote shows around the city, as well as stuff at the club. And then mkecomedyfest.com is the website for the Milwaukee Comedy Festival. We just announced our headliner. Lori Kilmartin will be headlining the October 9th show at Shank Hall. That's going to be really fun. She does a podcast with Jackie Cation, who is a South Milwaukee native. Jackie's awesome as well. We've had Jackie at the club. Both great, but Lori will be headlining. So
that's exciting.
Yeah.
And where can people find you?
You can find me on the social medias. I am Greg Bach. IamGregBach. I am Greg Bach on all the social medias. Just made it very simple to the point.
Yeah, that's great. Well, you have an easy name to spell. And unlike Bry. And like, I have one of those simplest names, Kristen Bry. And people always spell my first name wrong. They spell it with an E. And people pronounce my last name wrong because they think it's Bray. So three syllable name. Always wrong. So Greg Bach, even easier. Well, Greg, thank you. My second co-host, third day.
Thanks for having me.
Some texts of people saying they really enjoyed the show already.
I think your
reenactment of Kenosha Man really, really...
Kenosha Man, doing whatever he can to Dan. He's a Kenosha Man.
Now you just upped yourself. Like, I think that the end of the show now. Chef's kiss.
All right.
Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. This has been As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We.